This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. You've probably heard about harmful blue-green algae on Lake Erie. A large bloom of it famously shut down the city of Toledo's water supply in 2014. But did you know that harmful algae blooms on Michigan's inland lakes every year? Now, it's showing up in northern waters. Interlochen Public Radio's Kay LaFond has more.
On a chilly October morning, ducks break the silence in Sherry Hogan's yard, and fog rolls off the water. Hogan and her husband have owned this year-round home on Six Mile Lake since 1985.
This is a great lake. It's a great swimming lake. It's a great fishing lake. And, you know, it's a great skiing lake, too.
Six Mile Lake is in northern Michigan, on the upstream end of a chain that includes popular Elk and Torch lakes. Hogan says the lake is pristine. Otherwise, she wouldn't be able to partake in her favorite waterfront activity.
Obviously, loon watching. That's what we love.
But on this largely wooded lake where nesting loons raise healthy chicks, Hogan saw something new this year. Harmful blue-green algae, technically called cyanobacteria.
This year was a strange year. We had the bloom. We've never had it here before. And then all of a sudden, the conditions just became right, and it was in the lake in big patches.
The bloom was lake-wide, and it lasted for 2 weeks. Cyanobacteria can produce toxins. It can give you vomiting and diarrhea if ingested, or a rash from skin contact.
Certain types of this blue-green algae can be toxic, you know, can make your pets sick. And so you shouldn't swim in it, and you definitely shouldn't be drinking it. And so, yeah, it was an inconvenience.
Harmful algae blooms are driven in large part by warm temperatures and nutrients from fertilizer running into water bodies. Nutrients from old or improperly maintained septic systems can also contribute. In the southern part of the state, it's warmer, and there are just more farms and lawns being fertilized, so you're more likely to see cyanobacteria there. But Aaron Parker of the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy says he's seeing more and more blooms up north.
I seem to be hearing about new lakes in the northern part of the state every year. I'll get a call about a new one that I haven't been to, such as, you know, 6 Mile.
Parker says the reason could be the invasion of zebra mussels. The mussels eat other tiny organisms in the water, but they don't always eat cyanobacteria, giving it an unfair advantage.
So oftentimes, if I do see a bloom that occurs in one of the northern lakes, one of the first things I look at is there a known zebra mussel presence in there? Because now, even in your low and medium nutrient lakes, such as is common in northern Michigan, we're starting to see these cyanobacteria blooms in those too.
The state of Michigan has confirmed cyanobacteria in more than 70 Michigan lakes since 2016. But Parker says that with more than 11,000 lakes in the state, he doesn't consider the problem widespread. Monitoring of blooms relies heavily on people calling in to report them.
If I were to take a dart and throw it at a map of Michigan and then go and sample the closest lake to wherever that dart landed, the chances that I'm going to find a cyanobacteria bloom, not very likely.
But Parker says it's possible we'll see even more blooms as zebra mussels spread and as the climate warms.
If it continues to get warmer as you progress further north in the state, then yes, we could see increased occurrences of cyanobacteria blooms up in the northern part of the state.
Dave Edwards is the monitoring and research director with the Tip of the Mitt Watershed Council. He says one of the best things lakefront property owners can do is keep nutrients from getting in the water in the first place.
Well, I can say that the most beneficial or healthy shoreline practice would be to maintain a buffer zone between a residential property or a cabin and the lakeshore, meaning a healthy abundance of native vegetation, woody plants. You know, not having a mowed lawn right up to the water's edge is a beneficial practice for people to do.
Edwards confirms that his organization is just starting to encounter harmful algae blooms in their service area, which is Antrim, Charlevoix, Sheboygan, and Emmett counties.
Like I said, it's relatively new for us, so we don't have much to go on.
But he says they're actively documenting any blooms they discover. For Points North, I'm Kay LaFond.